Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 10th day of March 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please visit my website and click on the In Defense of Humanity tab at the top of the page. Excuse me. Read it and enjoy it. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, I'm sorry, I lost my place. That cough just kind of threw me off. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It's a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. It's now in its 9th edition, and we're working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more ideas and information come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our Notice of Condition Precedent webpage. Well, tonight I'd like to talk about vaccination policies and the World Mercury Project. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I also have another website called parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net, where I post a lot of information about vaccines, about public policies. And my website's a little bit different than other vaccine websites because I also talk about this legal system that we find ourselves somewhat entrapped in. Very few other vaccine-aware websites or authors have taken our rights. And it doesn't seem that they wake up, even though again and again and again, there's evidence that it is not protecting our rights. So tonight I'd like to refer listeners to an article that came out recently on the World Mercury Project website, written by one of their team members, called Bribing Physicians to Become Vaccine Bullies. Now, this really is an interesting article. I have to give these people credit. This World Mercury Project was established by Robert Kennedy Jr., and he's aligned himself with many other good researchers and authors, and he's actually put out a challenge, and I can't remember the amount of money he's offering, for anyone to prove that mercury is not harmful to infants. And so far, he's still got his challenge out there, and to my knowledge, no one has come forward with any proof, so no one has yet won the prize. I doubt they will. And of course, he doubts they will. We all doubt they will. We know mercury is toxic to adults, animals, and certainly babies. And there is mercury called thimerosal in many vaccines that our babies are receiving throughout their infancy. So he's working really hard to call attention to the problem with thimerosal and mercury. Well, mercury is only one problem with vaccines. Most of us who've been looking at this for any length of time recognize that. But he is, he and his people are, they're not really changing anything that I can see. What they're doing is they are putting out more information. People have been distributing good information on the problem with vaccines for 30 or more years. So far, he hasn't said anything that I don't think that others have already said. Maybe he said it better. Maybe he, more people have heard him because he's well recognized. He's got a lot of videos on that website where he's addressing crowds of people. There was a brief time when everybody was optimistic. Apparently, the Trump transition team had contacted Robert Kennedy Jr. and considered offering him a position within the Trump administration, heading up a committee on vaccine safety. I don't think that ever took place. I remember hearing several videos on YouTubes where they were discussing, it looked like the offer was semi-made, not really made, but not confirmed. He had some conversations. I didn't get the impression, in the second hour, if anyone has the answer to that, please call in. I didn't get the impression that that position was finalized and that he is now working for the Trump administration in investigating vaccine safety. I did not get that impression. But outside of the fact that his website offers good educational material like many others, he doesn't seem to have a handle on what the CDC is, what the government is, what is really going on in this administration, the previous administration, the previous administration, whereas the attorney by the name of Jonathan Emord, E-M-O-R-D-S, has indeed figured out something's going on and that they are functioning outside of the Constitution. Robert Kennedy Jr. doesn't seem to be aware of that fact. He thinks it's all just about corruption. He doesn't really understand that they are all functioning, all these agencies, and there are now more than 600, are functioning outside of constitutional jurisdiction. So, Ken, let's play this. This is just a clip from an interview that Jonathan Emord did on Coast to Coast with George Nuri. This interview took place July 15th, 2015. Let's listen to it.
We're with constitutional attorney Jonathan Emord. Jonathan, what else are you looking at these days?
Well, I'm deeply concerned, as I explained in my book, The Rise of Tyranny, I'm deeply concerned with the growth of the administrative state. You know, George, 9/10 of all federal law are now no longer the product of the people we elect to office, but rather they're the product of over 250 independent regulatory agencies that truly run this country. We're ruled by a bureaucratic oligarchy. We no longer have a republic in this country. And it's a horror because it's really a manifest example of tyranny. In a nation that's constitution is a constitution of liberty, where governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, we now have that turned on its head, and we live very much like we did under the reign of George III. We are deprived of liberty by bureaucratic agencies that exercise legislative, executive, and judicial power combined, which James Madison said was the very definition of tyranny. So apparently we have Madison's definition of tyranny and indeed Montesquieu's definition of tyranny working in this country, and it's one of the reasons why we're so frustrated by government, why it seems nothing ever changes and everything seems to get worse. And presently I'm fighting the Federal Trade Commission in a number of cases, and I'm really appalled by the fact that honest people who work hard for a living, who come up with inventions that transform society, can be brought down financially and their businesses ruined and their employees rendered unemployed by a bureaucratic agency that goes wild over the meaning of a sentence. And not only that, over implied meanings that don't even exist in any advertising or promotion that they do. It's government-run riot. It's bureaucracy without accountability. It's the rule of law being transgressed by agencies that can rewrite every sentence that is adopted in a statute by the people's elected representatives. It is often the case, not seldom, but often the case, that laws intended to mean one thing when passed by Congress are reinterpreted to mean the opposite by the regulatory agencies. And they're the ones that implement the laws. So we are in trouble, George, in this country.
We sure are.
And we really need to restore the republic before we lose it. You know, the famous line from Benjamin Franklin when he left the Constitutional Convention. He was asked by a passerby, what have we got, Dr. Franklin? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, we've lost it, George. We have elements of it, but principally, it's no longer here. The republic given to us, which was the greatest thing in the history of the world, the first instance of a written constitution that was for liberty, for individual liberty, a government instituted among men to protect their rights, unique and extraordinary event, has been sapped away, principally from the 1930s to the present, until now we have a rule of law dictated by people we don't elect, who impose upon us restrictions on our liberty, on our businesses, without ever having to account for what they do. And people labor under these things, and my goodness, if we lifted these restrictions, the economic progress we could make, the innovations that would come into the market, the enhancement of our gross domestic product, the standard of living in this country would all go greatly upwards. You know, this is the first time in American history, George, when the standard of living in America is less than the standard of living in Canada.
I know it. I know. And I love Canada, and they're great people. They're the greatest neighbors we could have. But we used to have a standard of living that was second to none.
Okay. Now, I don't know why Jonathan Emore can understand this, and Robert Kennedy Jr. doesn't. But Jonathan Emore didn't come right out and say that this change took place in 1933 with the initiation of the permanent state of national emergency. But if you know that's when it started, was in 1933, he is pretty much telling you the truth. Since 1933, this whole entire agency network, they set up the Federal Registry. The president gets to decide how many agencies he wants. He appoints people in charge of these agencies. These agencies set rules and regulations. This has been going on since 1973. So they have bypassed the Constitution, and essentially even Representative Traficant admitted that for all practical purposes, the Constitution has been suspended. I've talked about this so many times on this show. Senate Report 93549. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. We're not making this up. This is not opinion. This is absolute fact. In 1973, a Senate committee reviewed the permanent state of national emergency, and they put out a report explaining what had happened, when it happened, and what was the result. And the result was the executive branch pretty much can do anything it wants during a state of national emergency. I mentioned that Trump renewed it in October 2017. Again, he kept it in place. All presidents have kept the state of emergency in place since 1933. So we're not under constitutional law, and it's a shame that Robert Kennedy Jr. is still, you know, leaving people with that impression. Contacting your legislator isn't going to help. Petitioning Congress isn't going to help. As Jonathan Emore said, 9/10 of the law that's being implemented are not coming from elected officials, but from this vast network of federal agencies. And just to confirm that, for those who still doubt this fact, look up Executive Order 13132, signed by Clinton in 1999, where he officially brought in federalism. And that's what we have everywhere today. The federal corporation and its agencies are offering grants to the counties, to the states, to hospitals, to just about anybody they want to manipulate. And once these grants are signed by the parties, they are obligated to fulfill them, or they have to give the money back or be penalized. I ran into an article somebody sent me last October that I had missed, and I went through my email, and it was a letter from the head of the Supreme Court for the state of Ohio. And she wrote this letter, and I'll have to find it. Maybe I can put it up on IDH program links, which is on anticorruptionsociety.com. That's where I try to post links to the material that I discuss. And she pretty much sent a letter to the Child Protective Services and the family courts, to the judges and the social workers and the administrators and all the parties involved in foster care and adoption and placement. And in this, she said that the judicial procedure had been violated in 8 cases when they were placing children up for adoption. 8 cases. And the federal corporation had discovered that these 8 cases, the correct procedure had not been followed. And if they didn't fix this, because they go over all their records to make sure they're procedurally following the orders of, and she said it, of the grant. When they took this multi-million dollar grant, somebody signed for it. They accepted the money. They agreed to do that which the grant instructs them to do. She sent out this letter to, again, judges in Ohio who are in family court, social service agencies, saying if we don't fix this, we may end up having to pay a penalty of $2 to $3 million back to the federal government or the federal corporation. This is how the country is running. It doesn't matter who you vote for. That isn't going to change anything. He is absolutely right. I wish people would listen to Jonathan. This money is coming down from the federal corporation into our communities. Even Catherine Austin Fitz did a recent interview on Jeff Rentz, and she was talking about the pension plans, and she was talking about the intended looting of the pension plans of our country in the late 90s. They saw it, and they knew it was intentional. She talked on that interview. I think you can get it on YouTube. Jeff Rentz, Catherine Austin Fitz, I would listen to it, because she talked about the plan to pillage the students through student loans. That wasn't an accident. That was an orchestrated plan to make our young people in debt, absolutely in debt, and unable to get out of debt. That was done on purpose. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talking tonight, we're talking about the World Mercury Project and the inability of these people who are vaccine savvy, seeking solutions to actually see what is going on, that the legislators are not in control, those that we elect are not in control, those in control of the country, as Jonathan said, 9 out of 10 laws are made by this agency network. And we are now under federalism. So going to the polls isn't going to change anything. Signing a petition with them will not change anything. Sending them a letter, as my husband said, you'd have more luck trying to reach the dead. They are not going to change anything. This is why, although they have hearings in Washington, nothing changes. Congress had a hearing in the late 90s about fluoride. Nothing changes. Congress had a hearing in 2011 or 12 about vaccines. Nothing changed. There was a congressional hearing about fraudulent results in the election 2004. This hearing was done in 2005 early. Nothing changed. That is all theater for us, so that we say, oh my gosh, isn't that great? Isn't that great? They're doing something. They're finally addressing something. No, they're not. They're putting on a show to alleviate the pressure as the people like you and I get more and more disenchanted by what's really going on. They want us to think that Congress will have a hearing and address it. And it doesn't get addressed. I don't know how long it takes people to recognize that. I'm very concerned that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to kick up another storm, which is fine, educate a whole lot more people, but I doubt anything will change. That's the problem. Unless you understand what they've done to the structure of our government, you continually go back to the same well. People keep going back there hoping to get a different result, and of course they're not going to get a different result. We are under a permanent state of national emergency. The only way to stop that is for Congress to vote to cancel it, or for Trump to cancel it. Now, if he did, oh, he would lose all that power. They'd have a hard time justifying the Department of Homeland Security. They'd have a hard time justifying this, the military-industrial complex, which is going to war all the time. If they had to go back to the Constitution, everything would change. I doubt with all the and I'm going to say it, all the pigs at the trough with their hand out, that there's going to be enough political pressure to get that done. So we have to figure out how to extricate ourselves from their jurisdiction and their authority until and unless somebody fixes the big problem, which is federalism and the permanent state of national emergency. And the Federal Reserve, of course, is behind it all. So what do we do? I mean, we can listen to Robert Kennedy Jr. We can learn from his research. He doesn't have a solution. None of these people have a solution, because even Jonathan Emore has no solution. All he's done is more accurately than almost any other attorney in the country, he has more accurately described the problem. An attorney who's done even more describing the problem is, of course, Melvin Stamper in his wonderful book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. He describes the problem in much more depth than I think Jonathan Emore even understands. That's why we talk about that all the time on this show. So we're getting educated. We're finding out that bribing pediatricians to be vaccine bullies is actually going on. That has been reported in the past. They get a higher reimbursement rate for each fully vaccinated child. They are being bribed. They want their money. I did listen to a short talk given by a former Merck drug rep, and it was really quite interesting. She apparently, and I wish I could remember her name, I'll look for it, but she made a point that was really important, and I discussed it with my husband. She was in Europe when she had her baby, and the baby was vaccine-free. She came back to the United States and took the baby for its first wellness visit, and that's when she got into a war with the pediatrician. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what happened.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're talking tonight about vaccination policies, and specifically, I exposed some of what's going on at the World Mercury Project, which is doing a good job of educating the public to a point. Like most attorneys that are out there attempting to do something about the vaccination problem, Robert Kennedy Jr. doesn't really understand how the system works any better than most of them. I mentioned this drug rep, and I found it during the break. It's on YouTube. You can, if you want to do a search on YouTube, it is titled Former Merck, M-E-R-C-K, Rep, says mandatory vaccination is for profit and not public health. And her name is Brandy Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N. So she came back to this country with her six-month-old child, who was vaccine-free, and took the baby to his first wellness visit and ran right into the problem we have been struggling with for many years. The pediatrician, of course, wanted to vaccinate this little boy and catch him up on all his vaccines. God knows how many he wanted to give him in one sitting. And all she did, because she was a drug rep, was ask for the package insert. And he responded by saying, I can see that you don't trust me, and left the room, and she was told that she was not welcome in that practice. All right. Now, I ran this past my husband because I, quite frankly, I had heard that other people have found the problem when they ask for the vaccine package insert, the physician refuses to give it to them. So I ran this past my husband. As most people know, he's a retired physician. He was licensed for many years. And I asked him, can they refuse that information and then refuse you as a patient because you asked for it? And he said she should file a complaint with the medical board. And I thought that was interesting because we do have this whole policy of informed consent. And I think that's not a bad approach. I don't know what the medical board will do, But she should have filed a complaint with the medical board saying, I asked for information regarding the vaccine and the adverse reactions like we are given on any other medication. And the doctor not only refused to give me that information, he refused to see my son as a patient. So I think that's an approach that we can try. I mean, I've never filed a complaint with the medical board, but shoot, for anybody who's out there who's been told, no, I can't, I'm not going to give you that goodbye, let's give it a shot. I mean, what you're asking for is information. And if you look at informed consent, which is absolutely our right, by him denying that and just walking out of the room, I believe he might be in violation of the rules of the medical board. We should push that one, see where it goes. That's what I think. Anyway, I strongly recommend listening to what Brandy Vaughn has to say. It's only 9 minutes, 9.5 minutes, and her background is really unique. She worked for Merck. She was around. She was actually a drug rep for Vioxx. And when she found out about the problems that Vioxx was causing, the increased number of heart attacks and deaths, then she discovered that they knew it and had concealed the information. That was when she was done. She quit. It's a shame it took that, but that's what it took. And now she's going around telling the truth about the drug industry. Now, that's one thing Robert Kennedy Jr. does, that some of these organizations, these vaccine-savvy organizations, nonprofits, they do not expose the corruption of the CDC. They do not expose the outrageous corruption in Big Pharma. They don't want to. They want to keep the whole thing. It's like somebody on the inside is making sure that the legislators are never told the truth. They wanted to keep it. It's all about, I have a choice. I have a choice. And that just drove me crazy when I was working with them. I'm like, you mean you have a choice between taking poison and not taking poison? I don't understand what you say this choice is. When Robert Kennedy Jr. said he's not anti-vax, had I been in that audience, I would have raised my hand and asked him, is there any proof that vaccines make children healthier? Have they done a study, vaxxed versus unvaxxed? And the answer to the question would be no. So why would he tell everybody, I'm in favor of vaccines, I just don't want mercury in them, or I want safer vaccines? He has no idea if vaccinations even work. And there's a lot of information out there that questions that very premise right up front. They may not work at all. Neither are they safe nor effective. So I think that he's doing good on one hand and not so much on the other. Sorry to say, I wouldn't donate any money to that effort because I don't think it's going to go anywhere. A lot of these people have their hand out. Give to our organization. We're doing this great stuff. But then I look at what they've done over the last 30 years. The problem is still unsolved, folks. Giving them more money, I don't know that giving these people with their hand out more money is going to get this problem solved. And I'm certainly happy to hear what the listeners have to say. And as soon as I finish, we'll ask, do you think giving these people more money will solve this problem? And if so, why? Now, I was watching a show last night. It's kind of interesting. It's called Untold Stories from the ER. It's on the Learning Channel. I suspect a lot of those stories are fabricated. Remember, the TV has no obligation to tell you the truth. So, I mean, for all we know, those men and women who are claiming to be doctors could be actors. The whole thing could be a scam. I wouldn't know the difference, but it's an interesting show, and they do talk about what appears to be real injuries and real illnesses. And last night, they had one on Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I, of course, I perked up right then because we've talked about that. That seems to be more commonly occurring as a post-flu shot than other vaccines, but it is very real. people get this syndrome. It makes them very sick, and it is an insult to their autoimmune system. On the show, however, when the doctor suspected, the wife said, well, he had a vaccine, and then the doctor immediately suspected that his paralysis was due to Guillain-Barré syndrome. So he calls in the neurology people, and they come in and say, oh, it's so rare, it couldn't be. Then they figure out, yeah, that's what it is. But they make the point in the show that it's so rare and only happens in 1 out of 1 million people, yada, yada, so that vaccines are safe. Their whole bottom line was, yeah, this guy got it, but vaccines are safe. Makes me think that they put that case in the program to get that out into the public and say, well, it happens, but it's so rare, we shouldn't worry about it. So today I decided to go look and see, are there any figures on how many people get vaccinated, particularly with the flu shot, and what is the incidence of Guillain-Barré syndrome? You know what, people? That's a hard figure to get. That is really a hard figure to get. I'm not sure we're being told the truth about that at all. I did locate a website of a law firm, and I can put this link in, or you people can look it up yourself. It's Maglio, M-A-G-L-I-O, Christopher with a C, and Toll, T-O-A-L-E. And their website is mctlawyers.com, mctlawyers.com. And they have a page on vaccine injury / Guillain-Barré syndrome. Fascinating page, because they talk about the vaccine court. They educate anybody who wants to know how that works. It's right there on their website. And they talk about the number of cases that they have won, the number of Guillain-Barré cases that they have won related to vaccines. They even talk about the settlement they were able to get for the victims. This is very real. There are very real victims. This is not the only law firm going into vaccine court trying to get damages for people who've been injured. One article I read said there's like 127 different law firms who are doing this. But this law firm has won lots of cases on Guillain-Barré syndrome. So, again, how many patients are actually suffering from this horrific disorder? I mean, horrific. Some people do not recover. It is paralyzing. They have a different name for it. It is basically where your immune system is attacking your body, and you may or may not recover. Some people do, but that is enough for me never to get a flu shot. In fact, that's enough for me never to get another vaccine. One look at that syndrome and you realize if you are that one, then your life is ruined. And I'm not a gambler. So that would be interesting for people to take a look at that website, Maglio, Christopher, and Toll. On their website, they talk a lot about vaccine injury, the vaccine court, and the Guillain-Barré syndrome. That should get everyone's attention. I don't think we can trust the government to tell us the truth about Guillain-Barré syndrome. So I wanted to finish one thing I mentioned about Catherine Austin Fitz before I open up for questions. She did this wonderful interview with Jeff Rentz, and she did mention this idea of these grants that we were talking about a little bit earlier. She apparently tried to work within, as I recall, it was the county commissioners where she's living, and she was trying maybe to give them advice, financial advice or whatever. And she was trying to get them to reconsider accepting federal grants. And she told Jeff it was impossible, mission impossible. She could not convince them not to accept these federal grants. And people, all these grants are coming from the federal corporation to implement programs of control across the country. And it's going on, it's growing. Our cities are taking the money. Our counties are taking SWAT team money. They are actually moving money everywhere across the country to implement this tyranny that Jonathan Emore calls it, everywhere. I mean, this is not coming from your elected officials per se. This is coming from the federal corporation and the money monsters who want to take complete control of this country. That complete control includes your health care, your child's health care, the rules your doctor has to follow, the rules the nurses have to follow, the rules the schools have to follow. We are talking about 100% tyranny and dictatorship coming from this corporate government across the board. And if you're not aware of that, start paying attention because it's moving fast. This real ID that I've talked about on previous shows, the concern is, and I think it's going to turn out to be justified, that they're going to get in their database information about you. You have to have a real ID. Remember I said, or you can't get into your checking account. They're making it so you can't see your doctor if you don't have a photo ID, a real ID. So if they, when they combine the vaccine records with your real ID and put that in their databases, this fight's going to get pretty ugly. At least it will in my world, because we're not going to acquiesce to these vaccines. So a lot of us are already thinking about strategies to avoid this. This is very real. I mean, this corporate government is tyrannical. No question about it. I'm hoping the listeners are paying attention, and it will not matter if you vote. In fact, when you vote, you are signing up to be a U.S. citizen, and you are actually, the mere act of voting, you are actually solidifying your citizenship status, putting yourself under their jurisdiction just by voting. On the other side of the coin, the more people vote, the more those sitting in Washington feel that they've got us all buffaloed and we're okay with what they're doing. Again, a vote translates into your approval of what's going on, and I don't know how any American can approve of what's been going on for the last 50 years. Not if you're paying attention. So we had a caller, Mark from Florida. Mark, would you like to add something tonight?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. I just wanted to say that free men elect, slaves vote, which is what U.S. citizens are, they're slaves. You mentioned, I don't know if it was Senator or Representative Kennedy with the vaccines and how he's not going anywhere and seeking a solution. And it goes back to U.S. citizens versus freemen. I would just direct you to sovereigntosurf.com, download the $5 book, read it. State citizens are not subject, U.S. citizens, to the dictates of Congress, the plenary powers of Congress. They are freemen. I suppose it's the best. Not that it's a solution, because we're dealing with liars and thieves. But to get out of the, I don't know that these people believe that they're supposed to do what they're doing. They don't realize they are paid henchmen for Al Capone, Uncle Sam. And so they do it. And they'll defend themselves doing it no matter what. And it's amazing. It just amazes me to watch or see or hear how these government employees believe that they have to point a gun at you and threaten you in order to help you. It's sad. That's really what it is.
Okay, hang in there. We got to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
Okay, nerd. nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. We've been talking to Mark from Florida. Well, you know, Mark, the legal system is all about contract law. Okay, if you haven't run into that yet, it's, you know, they're presuming that we're agreeing to be slaves. That's true, because we don't seem to realize we have to deny our consent and extract ourselves from that citizenship, because that's where all the rules apply. But it's all about contract law, and we still keep contracting with them. And until we understand that that's what we're doing, I don't see things changing. A lot of Robert Kennedy Jr. is telling everybody that they're contracting. Certainly he's not, but that's what's happening.
Well, that's where Sovereign to Serf comes in, and it explains the citizenship really well. As far as the doctors are concerned, why not ask them, other than the mother's breast milk, which milk, whether goat, sow, or heifer, is the closest match to mother's milk? And at what age does a child have a developed immune system that can handle such a virus that you are attempting or presuming to alleviate?
Well, the problem is you're not going to get into a medical discussion with any of these doctors. They won't go there. They won't do that. They're not. They will not allow the conversation. You have to take them from a different direction. That conversation, and we've seen many people try it, they're not open. They are completely indoctrinated. You have to go a different direction if you want to battle them. And that's why we just released that you got
to corner them and have a... Mark,
I'm going to stop you there because we've had people bring this up. He's not going to sign anything. He can't. His malpractice would be canceled. He will not sign anything. He has no obligation to sign anything for you, nothing. I'm married to a physician. I mean, he laughs at the idea that we're going to give him a piece of paper and they're going to sign it. He laughs. He said, where did that crazy idea come up with?
I understand that. I completely understand that, but if you get it on video and corner this guy into threatening you, then you might have a claim on him. But we've got to corner these people. We can't just walk away.
Well, no, we're not going to. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up. Now, let me move into the solution. And I've talked about this on the show. Yes, no, we can't just walk away. We have to give him a vaccination notice. We have to give them a legal notice, and I've talked about that, and if you're not familiar with that, go to parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net, and there's a tab at the top that says Overcoming Vaccine Mania, and it explains the predicament we're in. It explains the legal fiction, and the second part explains using a legal notice with doctors and hospitals. We have a template for a legal notice. You're not going to get his attention discussing anything scientific at all. He is never going to sign anything. He cannot. He would lose his malpractice. He's not going to tolerate you doing a video of him, making him look bad. But giving him a legal notice and telling him you'd be happy to comply, but you're not willing to take the liability. Remember, this is all about liability. He's trying to protect himself from taking liability, and you're trying to protect yourself from taking liability. He will not discuss the medicine. Now, I had this confirmed just this week. It was amazing that this is how they're functioning. I've talked about this, the refusal to vaccinate form, and I've explained to people when you look at what was sent to the pediatrician. Okay, hold on. We're going to break. I'll be back.
Yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.